The Peter White Public Library in Marquette received some great news that they've received a $20,000 NEA Big Read grant for Joy Harjo's book of poetry called An American Sunrise. On the line, we have Marty Akitz, the Adult Programming Coordinator at Peter White, and he's got some more information on how this grant will be used. So glad you could join us today.
Oh, I'm really happy to be here. Always happy to talk with you, sir.
So the NEA Big Read Initiative is a partnership that helps encourage more reading and understanding of our world at large, but also our community. And I imagine with so many wonderful books and different media to draw from at the library that it was an easy thing to get involved with the book by Joy Harjo.
Oh, yeah. You know, you know me and poetry, Kurt. I'll do anything to promote poetry some more. And I was really, really happy that Joy Harjo's book was one of the selections that the NEA offered for us. So when I saw that, Andrea sort of sent me an email at the beginning of January and said, "Hey, are you interested in this?" And so I worked the month of January on this grant, submitted it, and kept my fingers crossed. And you know, at the beginning of, I think it was the beginning of May, we received news, $20,000 and to create a whole bunch of programming surrounding Joy Harjo's book.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So that's part of my next question. What does the grant mean for patrons of the Peter White Public Library from, you know, people in the Upper Great Lakes and maybe even beyond that?
Yeah, it means that starting September 27th, we're going to be doing all kinds of programming that surround the themes, the poetry, and the ideas that surround An American Sunrise, which Joy Harjo is a three-time U.S. Poet Laureate. I know that you spoke with Joy Harjo, which is really exciting. We have her booked for giving a final. She's the final event of the whole thing. On November 15th, she's going to be doing a virtual reading and presentation, so that's really exciting. But in between that kickoff event, which is going to be a really wonderful poet and presenter named Margaret Newding, who's going to be coming in and reading, and we're going to have a Native American drumming circle. We're going to give away like almost 200 copies for free to the public of Joy Harjo's book. And then in between that kickoff event and Joy Harjo's reading, we have all kinds of stuff that's going to be going on. There's going to be presentations from people from the Native American Studies program, a department at Northern. There's going to be more poetry readings. There's going to be poetry workshops. There's going to be an art exhibit. You know, it's going to be all kinds of stuff, and it's going to be a sort of a hybrid bunch of programs. Some of them are going to be online. Some of them are going to be virtual. I'm hoping to have a sort of an online component for even the in-person ones, so that people who are not in the area or outside of the state or even outside of the country will be able to like tune in and see these different events and these different speakers. We've sort of built up this audience that of people that are outside of Marquette. We want to keep sort of catering to that audience. We want them to keep coming back. And I think that one of the goals of the NEA is to really have a broad reach of all the programming and try to reach as many people as possible with this programming.
So it sounds like it'll be a boon for the community at large from Peter White Public Library, both in-person and online events as a part of this NEA Big Read grant. Again, talking about Joy Harjo's book of poetry called An American Sunrise and the events that surround that with the Peter White Public Library. Well, that sounds like a wonderful opportunity for patrons of the library, whether they're coming in person to check out these events or if they're tuning in online as well. So lots of good things on the way to come from the Peter White Public Library. And a reminder, we're speaking with Marty Akitz, the Adult Programming Coordinator at the Peter White, all about this NEA Big Read Initiative. Are there any other events that you wanted to touch base about? It sounds like there's a lot that's going to be coming with this Big Read grant.
Yeah, you know, the Big Read grant is sort of one of my big focuses right now, getting all that programming done. But we have, I call July the month of music at Peter White, because we have three live concerts at Peter White, on the steps of Peter White. Starting next Tuesday, July 6th, we have the Jan and Iberg group who's coming in. And Jan and Iberg was like a finalist, or one of the in the top like 10 for American Idol, like in season 8 or something like that. So she's going to be performing with her group on Tuesday. And then in the middle of the month, we have Dylan Trost, I believe, is going to be performing on the steps on July 21st. And then I think it's July 26th, we have Chris Valenti, who's going to be doing a performance as well on the steps. So, I mean, July is going to be like this huge month for in-person live music, which I think everybody has been sort of starved for. So,
sure thing. So checking out the live music on the steps at Peter White Public Library. They just recently had Tyler Detloff there as well. So that trend will continue at Peter White Public Library for a month of music in the month of July. So wonderful. Well, any other events to cover in terms of what's happening at Peter White, or maybe we can direct people how they could find out more information about events and such?
Yeah, absolutely. They can always visit the Peter White Public Library events calendar, and you can get to that if you just go to the website, which is pwpl.info, pwpl.info, and there's a link for the calendar, and they can see everything that's available for adult programming, teen programming, and children's programming. And they can also visit the Peter White Public Library Facebook events page, and everything is also on the events page there too. Yeah, we even have a poetry open mic that's going to be coming up as well. I think that's going to be July 12th. So if you're a poet out there, or if you feel like you want to be a poet, bring something down to the steps to read. And we're going to be there from 6:30 to 8, I think, on that day, just sharing poetry and having a good time getting together.
Excellent. Well, it's always good to hear the poetry insertion, as well as all the other fun events coming up at Peter White Public Library, and also the information about the NEA Big Read Grant to do with Joy Harjo's book, An American Sunrise. And you can find out more information at arts.gov regarding the NEA Big Read Initiative. So, Marty, thanks so much for taking the time, and we look forward to all the events coming up at Peter White.
Oh, thank you, Kurt, for having me back again. You know, I always love talking with you.